My Girl, recorded in 1964, a pop hit, but really a kind of a vessel for holding on to and revealing a moment in American life for future generations. My Girl is now officially recognized by the Library of Congress as a recording worthy of preservation.
It and 24 other recordings are this year's picks by the library's National Recording Registry. Recordings deemed to be, quote, culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
This year's list includes Beethoven's piano sonatas,
The Sound of Music,
The hills are alive with the sound of music,
Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, The National Recording Preservation Board, a committee of artists, music business insiders, and members of the Library of Congress, do the selecting every year. Matthew Barton is the curator of recorded sound at the library. One recording that particularly resonates for him,
Lamento Borincano.
Lamento Borincano by Puerto Rican songwriter Rafael Hernandez Marin. Lamento Borincano was recorded in 1930. That melody has been embedded in Puerto Rican life ever since.
A jibaro, a Puerto Rican mountain farmer, he's going into town, he's going to sell what he's grown. But when he gets there, the towns are deserted, they're empty, it's a depression. So he wonders what his future will be, and he wonders what Puerto Rico's future will be. It's in a style of music that we haven't had on the registry before, and it tells a vital story.
But the registry isn't all music. For instance, etched into lacquer discs, meetings of the early United Nations in 1945.
Senior Caceres has just walked in with a newspaper with headlines fully 10 inches high saying Germany has quit the war.
Barton says the National Recording Registry is a way to preserve and elevate moments in history.
It's a way of saying that this recording that you don't know is as significant as the one that you do know.